Tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Elon Musk is suing OpenAI, accusing the company of straying from its original mission to build AI that will benefit humanity. But what is this lawsuit actually about? That's after a short break.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
OpenAI took the world by storm when it launched ChatGPT in November 2022. But there was one person who didn't react quite so positively.
OpenAI, I mean, you seem somewhat frustrated with them. You were one of the big contributors early on.
I am the reason OpenAI exists.
That's Elon Musk speaking to CNBC in May 2023. He co-founded OpenAI back in 2015, and he says he donated at least $50 million to the company in those early years. He left OpenAI 7 years ago, but it seems he's still pretty bitter.
Should you have gotten governance for that money? Should you have gotten some level of control, perhaps, in retrospect?
Yeah, I fully admit to being a huge idiot here.
This month, he took his frustration one step further.
It is the story of the morning, and it may be the story potentially of the year, depending on how this all plays out. Elon Musk suing OpenAI and the company's CEO, Sam Altman, alleging they have breached the company's founding agreement by putting profit ahead of benefiting humanity.
But what is all this really about? Back in 2014, Elon Musk had begun to worry that big companies like Google were dominating the emerging field of artificial intelligence. He worried that AI development would become more corporate and therefore less transparent. And he wasn't alone.
I had a number of problems with the existing research institutions in the world, so I thought it'd be good to create an alternative.
Alongside Sam Altman, then a 30-year-old entrepreneur, Musk founded OpenAI. Its mission was in its name, openness and transparency.
The way that the initiative was kind of marketed to consumers was, you know, AI poses this massive danger. We are launching this nonprofit for the benefit of humanity. We will keep all of our research open. It was very benevolent and magnanimous and also a little fear-mongering about the power of AI.
This is Natasha Tiku, a tech culture reporter for The Washington Post. Her job is to understand how Silicon Valley operates.
Elon and Sam were definitely the public faces of OpenAI. If you look at any of the many, like, oh, wow, this incredible new nonprofit is forming, it's, you know, pictures of Elon, but Elon in the front, you know, and Sam Altman, who wasn't as well known, certainly wasn't thought of as an expert in AI or even necessarily a technologist in AI.
Natasha says Elon Musk's fame and status allowed OpenAI to recruit top quality talent and develop into the massive company that it is today. But then, in 2017, he left after a rumored dispute. OpenAI's company profile rose and rose over the following years, as did Sam Altman's. But the pledge to keep the work open fell apart when the company realized that it needed a lot of money and computing power to develop AI.
Since then, I mean, it's really hard to reconcile that early image with where OpenAI is today, which is at like kind of the undisputed leader of this AI race, this global AI race that's very much centered on profits, on, you know, one company dominating the space. And beyond that, it's also become very secretive about the inner workings of its technology, its research.
This new lawsuit centers around this idea of transparency.
The main kind of legal argument is that OpenAI becoming a for-profit company, becoming less transparent, constitutes a breach of contract, based on some of the early founding agreements. And, you know, he's asking actually for a lot of things. He's asking that the courts would stop OpenAI from using its products to benefit the company and its investors, that it would force OpenAI to be transparent about its research, and even go as far as having the court make an adjudication on whether OpenAI's technology has reached this level of AGI, or advanced general intelligence.
Natasha has been covering tech for years, and she's never come across a case quite like this one.
My first reaction was like, great, discovery. I mean, more information coming to light about really opaque business interactions, that like, this should be interesting. But also, you know, I definitely had to interview some lawyers and ask, like, what is the actual charge here? You know, what kind of legal standing does this have? And yeah, I think their answer was pretty much TBD.
She says it's undisputed that OpenAI has become less transparent about the data that it uses. But that may not be what this lawsuit is actually about.
I don't think you can discount the fact that Elon Musk is at the moment developing and marketing and recruiting for a rival AI company. He has this company called X.AI.
So this could all be Elon Musk's attempt to slow down competition in the AI space. It's worth noting that X.AI is a for-profit company. And even though it's been around since July last year, it only started open sourcing its data this week, after calls of hypocrisy. But this lawsuit could also be more personal than that, a simmering rivalry between two former business partners. Either way, OpenAI didn't take the allegations lying down. We'll have more after the break.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
OpenAI responded to Elon Musk's lawsuit with a searing blog post.
They said that Elon Musk had proposed making OpenAI into a for-profit company himself, that in fact he wanted to become the CEO, he wanted majority equity, he wanted control of the board, and that is when this rift between Elon Musk and OpenAI really started. The company said that it, you know, didn't see it as an ethical decision to have one person have so much power.
For reporters like Natasha Tiku, it was a gold mine full of juicy evidence that was pretty incriminating for Elon Musk. It included a series of emails from 2017 where Musk suggested that money from his other company, Tesla, could be used to fund some of OpenAI's developments. In other words, he himself was moving away from the original mission and pushing for OpenAI to become a for-profit company. As Sam Altman told the Lex Fridman podcast this week,
he thought OpenAI was going to fail. He wanted total control to sort of turn it around. We wanted to keep going in the direction that now has become OpenAI.
So what now?
The company has said it will move to dismiss the lawsuit. It basically implied that it was filed because of sour grapes. Elon Musk was not happy that OpenAI had made these breakthroughs while he was not at the company.
Natasha Tiku thinks this is all a feud between two ultra-rich company founders rather than real scrutiny of a powerful company. And Sam Altman says he'll rise above it.
I really respect Elon. And I hope that years in the future we have an amicable relationship.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by Patricia Clark and mixed by Tomini Babs.
Tortoise. Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, the monarchy. A year after the coronation, and as King Charles returns to work, what do we think of it? And how has that changed over time?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.